Knowing you've already seen Phoenix, I know they are near the top of the league in habit creation, turnover creation, deflections, all these numbers. Does that place any special emphasis, even more so on ball security? Because I know you're still trying to figure, you know, working new guys in and all those things.
No, I think that's for us, that possession battle is crucial. It goes to our offensive rebounding, us forcing turnovers, obviously not us turning the ball over. So their activity really beginning with Brooks and his physicality, you know, and then their rim protection. A lot of times people get in there and, you know, they make mistakes, it's crowded. So it's something that's really important. And what it usually means is we need to attack collectively. And when we get into spaces, when there's a crowd, we just need to get off the ball and do it quickly instead of trying to split defenders and have teams collapse on them. So really important. Additionally, because as you guys know, I've said it many times, that when you do turn the ball over, those usually turn into baskets on the other end.
Quinn, often you talked about the brand of basketball, the team's identity. In the Memphis game, it seemed that there were a lot of different things that were identified with the pace, touching the paint, the threes, your defense. How is it that you feel where you guys are and how that's coming along with your team? Because it seems like that brand of basketball is a little bit more prevalent than earlier in the season.
Yeah, I think it is, right? I think, you know, first our guys understanding, you know, the why behind how we need to play together, and then training it and learning how to do it. And then you get to a point where just being consistent, you know, doing it one night, doing it again and doing it again. And I think as we've had guys come in and out of the lineup, you saw a more connected team, you know, the other night than say we were in Portland, for example. And that ball movement is something that it's important for our guys to be efficient in the running as well. So we'll keep working on it. I think there are signs that point to it, the assist numbers, that's when we're, you know, it's hard to get assists if you don't make shots, which happened the other night. But I think over time, if we're generating open looks, and that's how we generate open looks, by playing the way that you're talking about, by spacing and passing, we just got to keep doing it. And as we've integrated new players, that's part of it for them, because they're coming from teams that play differently or they're assuming a different role. But I think everybody, you know, is bought in, so to speak, for the idea that that's the brand of basketball that this particular team needs to play to be at its best.
Coach, the team's been better on the road this season than they have been at home. And I remember in Utah, one of the things I noticed about the Jazz teams, they're always very, very good at home. How do you, is there more pressure right now on you guys at home, do you feel? And
it's kind of a reach, to be honest with you, comparing, you know, the teams that I coached in Utah like a decade ago to this team this year at home. I will tell you one thing is we've been on the road a lot. So I would maybe look at that as a positive. The team that's been able to come together and play well on the road. You're right, there's been times where we haven't played well at home. You know, you have to dig in a little. Usually when you're on a four-game West Coast road trip and fly across two time zones and play the next day, you're flat, you know. And we've had some games like that when we're coming home. I don't know if it's geographically because we're more central, but we're there and back a lot. But it's, I don't, you know, it really where you go with it more than anything is it pains you because you want to win at home, you know, for your fans. Like that's where I go with it. It's like, dang, you know, I wish we could be better at home. But, you know, we'll just keep at it. You know, I don't think there's any special sauce there that, you know, we need to change the food in the locker room before the game or wear different uniforms or, you know, I don't know.
Maybe you should call them food.
I think, if you got ideas, then let me know the whole time. The biggest thing we can do is play defense, and that usually takes care of a lot of things, whether you're on the home, at home or on the road. But I don't know what happened in Utah. I don't remember our road record.
No, so, but I just remember, like, Utah was always a place that felt...
They come something about, like, being 4,000 feet above sea level. That has a little impact on that, too. It's a pretty good home advantage.
What about as well the fact there's no other major league team in Utah? Does that create an atmosphere where the fans...
We have a great atmosphere. I'm not sure I can help you there. I do know the altitude matters.
Thanks,
okay.